Morning. Welcome everyone to the Share Success Coaching Call. Today is Wednesday, December 10th, and I am filling in for the Andy Goddard. Hi, friends. It's Tiff Peterson. It's been several months since I've had the opportunity to be with you guys and hang out with the cool kids. So, all you guys are so kind in that chat box. Thank you. Thank you. And yes, thank you. I did, you guys. I cut my hair, well, two times this year. I cut like 5 inches off in September. I went from like the, long hair up to here. And then last week I was just like, I'd watched this cute holiday movie, this holiday rom-com on Netflix. Anyone else watching some holiday Hallmark or holiday movies, period, right? Anyway, the gal, there's this cute movie on Netflix called Champagne Problems. And the actress's name is Minka Kelly. She's adorable. And she had the cutest, what they call this like French bob lob business going on. And I was like, I want to cut my hair. And part of that is just like new and fresh because I've had long hair forever and ever. And my hair grows pretty fast. I started taking some specific hair vitamins in around February or March. And you guys, my hair has been growing like a weed and it's come in so much thicker and my eyelashes are longer. And so, anyway, that's something I've been doing in addition to all my other regular supplements. I just believe like finding the best supplements. I love some of the things doTERRA shares, of course. I just had my big order go through in December because of their free frankincense promotion. Do we not love that? But anyway, I just was like, my birthday's the end of this month. It's a new year, it's fresh. We've been in this season of a 9 year. The snake year, let's complete, release the old. And they just say when a woman's up to some new change in her life, she changes up her hair. So anyway, I am loving it and it will grow really fast anyway. So I have been having so much fun. So anyway, it gives me a little more sassiness too. Like I definitely feel that where I'm like, oh, there's a little bit of that energy coming through. So, but friends, welcome. I am so looking forward to being with you today. And dropping in and sharing. So start thinking about if you have a question or something you want support with. We'll open up to that in just a bit. Andy and Natalie are traveling this week. They're at the Blue and Presidential Retreat in Lake Tahoe, having a beautiful time. And when we were connecting last week, I said, "Do you want me to pop in and run that call for you while you're out of town?" And he was like, "Please, that'd be so great." And speaking of birthdays, do you guys know that Andy Goddard had a birthday the end of November? He probably didn't tell you that. He probably didn't tell you, but you guys, that man had a big birthday. So next time you see him, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. Because without me being on that call with you guys live, he probably let that fly under the radar. So anyway, next time you see or interact with Andy, wish him a happy birthday because we're still within, 2 weeks or so of that happening. So, oh, thanks you guys, and thank you for the warm welcome. And yes, loving it. I know that little stinker. Yes. So the hair vitamins I've been taking, I tried a couple things. I don't know if anyone else related to this, but after I had COVID the first time in late 2021, within a few months, like I was having some serious hair trauma. And I read this on different articles and blogs that was something many people were experiencing, but I had a lot of hair like fallout. I had a lot of breakage. So there was like thinning and breakage, and it kind of freaked me out. I was like, oh my gosh. And as you know, because we're in a community like this, we're all pretty fairly healthy and taking our supplements, taking our collagen, doing these things. But I was like, whoa. And I tried a brand called Nutrafol for about 6 months. And for me personally, no shade or shame, but it didn't do much for me. And everyone's body's different, right? And so I'd tried that supplement. And again, I'm taking a lot of collagen and doing things. But I'd been being marketed to for a while with a group called Mary Roos Organics. And they're a really clean company. They kept showing up in my social media feed. So I did a little research. Anyway, I started taking them. They're a little spendy for sure. But you guys, like, my hair is so thick. I've never, thankfully, and no judgment on that too, I've never done extensions or things like that. But it's like my hair is back to being thick and healthy, and it just keeps growing like a weed. So that's the supplement I've been taking is Mary Roos Organics, and it's their what's called hair growth and like daily multivitamin. And it comes in liquid. Like my supplement showed up yesterday, and it's a liquid bottle, or they have a gummy option too. Again, it's hair growth and dailyest like vitamin type thing. And they actually, though, because I rave about them so much. So I pay for my own vitamins. These are not free and sponsored. I pay for my own, but they did give me a code, and the code is Tiffany Love in all caps at checkout. That will give you some savings off of that. So anyway, that's just what I'm doing. For what it's worth, I also always encourage us to be doing things with like our health practitioner. I met with my nurse practitioner in May and did a round of blood work to look at all my hormones and thyroid and minerals and where we have deficiencies. Because so much, as you guys have come to probably learn too, so much of our hair health and our skin health has to do with what's happening with our gut health, what's happening with, our minerals and our energy, all of those things. Your hormones, all of that plays a part. But anyway, just in case you're curious, that's what I've been asking, or that's what I've been taking. And for me, it's worked like a charm. So anyway, but can we drop into creating some connection around what you're creating? And if you would, if you haven't already, take a moment to create an environment where you can drop in, my friends, and you can allow yourself to receive. So go ahead, if you haven't already, and silence any potential distractions. Maybe silence your cell phone. Perhaps turn off your email. Grab your journal or your notebook. And let's have you drop in for just a moment, taking just a couple of intentional deep breaths. Maybe top off that water bottle. Maybe cue up your diffuser. Anyone else been diffusing all the time? Their holiday joy, their holiday peace. I also love mixing my own little like cassia and clove with a little wild orange. I'm always using that wild orange on the repeat. But I just love those things. But creating more of an intentional space for yourself today. Again, I've got a little warm tea, of course, in a little cute holiday mug because it's the holidays. Yes. So, anyway, my friends, thank you. It's such a joy to be here with you. And as we get connected here today, I'd ask that you write something for me in your notebook or your journal. And it's just simply this. There's two things. Number one is what's new and good? What's the new and the good in your life? The gratitudes, the progress. Can we celebrate some of that for a moment? In my Thrive community, which is my membership community, we meet once a week and we have a different session at each week, a different intention. One session a month is like this open Q&A. One session a month is a workshop. One session a month is me with a guest teacher that I bring in to highlight their skills and their expertise. Similar, like if you've just joined my gratitude series this last November. I'm just curious, did anyone pop into the gratitude series for 2025? We had an incredible lineup. It was so fire. We had Ben Carr and Preston Smiles and Erin King and Tia B. Stokes. Oh, good. I'm so glad. Yeah, so good, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you guys were there. Many of you were. Oh, so fun. But one of the things I love to do in my Thrive community is bring someone like one of those guest speakers every single month. Our guest speaker is coming up next week. But what we're doing the following, yes, into next week is we're doing a year-end like review. So I'm going to give you a mini taste of that because I think it's a great time to pause, to reflect, and to connect. Which, speaking of which, why I'm thinking about it, my Thrive coaching community is currently open for enrollment. It's not a thing that you can just join at any time. It's open right now for enrollment. You can join us if you'd like. I know some of you are there, or some of you've just joined us there. And it's a month-to-month membership. That means you pay monthly, and it's currently at $47. So it's $47. So about 10 bucks a week for a weekly live training. You're then part of a private coaching cohort group, like a private mastermind. And then you're also have access to all of our past recordings. So we're about 70-ish recordings in our Thrive portal right now, in our membership library, all kinds of topics around sales and branding and growth to mindset, to limiting beliefs, to goals, to vision, to creation, those guest teacher sessions. They also have the gratitude series from last year and the gratitude series from this year as part of their access. And so they can tap into that. It's really nourishing. Normally, Thrive is $97 a month, right? And so most of our members that have joined at some point in 2025 have been paying that amount. It's currently half off, 47, and you lock in at that rate. So in the past, you would have that as your first month, and that would pop to our normal rate of 97. So I invite you to join us there because that's where I miss you guys, but that's where I'm creating a lot of magic on a regular basis. And I'd love to help support you to create very intentionally in 2026. So while I'm thinking about that, Sharon, would you mind putting that in the chat box? The website, and if you guys want to write this down, is tiffanyspeaks.com/thrive. We'll take you right to that page. If for some reason you can't find it or you're catching this replay after the fact, you want to reach out to me in my social media DMs. I run my own social media, or you can always reach out to my right-hand gal that helps me run my business. Her name is Lori, Lori, at tiffanyspeaks.com. So come join us there. And this again, like I didn't plan that I would work with you guys this week, and that it happens to be the week that we have Thrive open for enrollment. But if it happens to align and synchronize for you, if what you're wanting is the power of being in a positive growth environment, if it speaks to you. So, anyway, yes. Oh, good. Yay. Allie said I just joined as well for the discount. Such a blessing. I'm just joining and totally forgot you were going to be on today. Yay. Okay, Becky, so great. And Ruth, I see you here, love. I saw your post in our session last night. We had a great Q&A yesterday, and our girl Ruth here, right? We had a stretch outside the comfort zone, girl. I love that you did it. And then you checked back in, and that's part of the power of accountability, isn't it? It's like, ooh, I'm going to do this. Because a lot of times we know we want change, but we've got to stretch to have it. And without sometimes support, we'll just hang out in our comfort zone. That's why I have like my own coaching group that I'm a part of, that I pay into, my own coaching group, Mastermind Meets Today. I have my own coaches, my own support, because I'll only grow so much as my comfort zone too. So. And Karina, you're asking how much is the year? We don't do an annual membership. It's simply month to month. So we just give you a half off discount right now, but we will lock you in at that amount as long as you choose to be a member. So you won't bump up to our regular pricing if you enroll this week. So anyway, those are some things I just wanted to share, but let's talk about how we got down the path of talking about that is year-end review. And I know we still have a few weeks here in December, and I hope you're savoring. Are you having a good December so far? Are you having a good December so far? Where's your December at? If we were to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 feels really well nourished. You're feeling beautifully connected. It's savoring. It's intentional. 1 feels totally chaotic. No sense of direct, like it just feels like we are just running hot, fire, exhausted already. Where would you rate yourself, 1 to 10, on how well nourished, present, experiencing, intentionally created, nourished is your December? Would you, if you're here live, give me some feedback in the chat box just so I can kind of take a pulse? It's not about right or wrong. There's no judgment. It's just giving yourself a pulse for the moment. And again, if you're catching the replay, please do the same thing for yourself because I'm going to guide you through a few things to help you come back more into intentional creation. Okay. So we got a wide range. It's, wherever you might be. So whatever number you just wrote down. So if you wrote down the number 5 or you wrote down the number 7, I'm going to invite you guys to ask yourself, what's one thing I could do that will take me to, if let's say you're currently a 5 to a 6. What's one thing, simple thing? Or from an 8 to a 9. Or from a 7 to an 8 or a 3 to a 4. See, sometimes in our brain, you're expecting me to what? To say what? If you're currently a 3 or a 5 or a 7, you're expecting me to, how do we get to a 10? That's our old perfectionistic wiring showing up. And we're here, the most powerful thing we can be doing. And if you'll write this big, bold, and large and in charge in your notes is the word progress. Progress equals happiness. You ever feel progress like when you get a task done that you've been meaning to get done for quite some time? Or you go on a nice walk, or you have a good workout. And even if you're not quote at your goal yet, but you're seeing things progress, whether it's getting your home organized, getting healthier and in shape, or you have a new sale come in, and even though you're not quite at the rank you want to be at yet, but man, you're making progress. Doesn't that feel so good? Exactly. So whatever number you came up with, I'm a seven currently. What's one thing that would take you to an eight? I'm a four currently. What's one thing that would take me to a five? We want to move ourselves forward to progress, don't we? So ask yourself, you're your own best life coach. You get to tune in and ask you those questions. So as you ask that question, Maria and Becky and Leanne and Jeff and Karina, what's one thing that comes up for you? What's one thing when you say, what's one thing I could do that would move that needle? What is that? And maybe it's saying, you know what, like you, Tiff, I'm going to make a cup of tea. And even though I've got to get going on another appointment or these things or that things, I'm going to take 5 minutes with a cup of tea in front of my Christmas tree. Oh, I'm just going to catch my breath. I'm going to cue up my diffuser with my favorite calming holiday or calming scents that just ground me or bring me into more presence. I'm going to do a meditation. I'm going to move my body. I'm going to make three calls of previous or existing customers just simply to connect, that I start putting some momentum and progress into my business. But I'm just curious, when you ask yourself that again, what's one thing when you're saying, I'm not feeling as nourished, I'm not feeling as focused, or I'm feeling kind of scattered? Ask yourself that question. Friends, I'm feeling so grounded and nourished, and I'm not sharing that to humble brag. I'm sharing that because when I came into December, the first day of each month in my Thrive community, we do a new month, new intention setting session. And I go through the process myself. And it's really about, what do I want to create this month? What do I want to feel more of? That's a great question. Write that down for me in your notes. What do I want to feel more of? What do I want to create? What feels like nourishing and joyful for me? That might require saying no more this month. Therefore, you're saying yes more to the things that do nourish you, that do light you up. I've said no already a lot this month, right? Because like yesterday, I got the opportunity, someone in my network the day before reached out and said they're doing this amazing podcast down in Utah County. Well, I'm part-time in Utah County. I'm part-time in Salt Lake. I'm in Salt Lake at the moment. And I got this opportunity to get on a really cool podcast and do this thing. And even though there's part of me that wanted to say yes to that, and sometimes if my gut had said yes, then I would have. But I already had plans to spend the afternoon with my mom and for us to get out. And we went to lunch and ran some errands, did some Christmas shopping, helped her get some things done, because my mom's no longer driving at the moment. So, but I just oh. And so even though it's like I'm so clear, like what do I want to spend much of my December doing, both in work and creation, both in my home, in my marriage, with my bonus kids and grandbabies that I married into, with my family of origin, my mom, my dad, my siblings, my dear friends, like time alone with myself and my own study, especially my spiritual roots. I want those very well nourished in December. And I'm again, will it be perfect? No. Will there be some things I get to navigate this month? Because that's life. Yes. But it felt so good to be so clear that even though these things pop up and it's like, you want to say yes to this, it's like, I'm so clear what I'm creating right now. And I had the best day with my mom. We just had so much fun, just joyful. We hit up Hobby Lobby, which that place is so fascinating. I didn't know really, I hadn't been in a Hobby Lobby, you guys, really until this year. I can see why it gets the promotions that it does and the fanfare, right? But anyway, all I'm saying, I'm only sharing that to model for you is tune back in. It's only December 10th. Tune back in with me right now for yourself to get really intentional about what you want to create in December. Now, some of you are really in like make some moves happen mode, right? With your sales and your business. I love it. You guys are having the best promotion of the year right now. Have you guys tapped into that yet? Anyone else done their order yet for the month for a free frankincense? Anyone else? I did for sure. Good. Leanne saying yes. Becky got two of them. Hi, Shelly. Nice to see you here. I loved having you in that visioning session last week. Angie, yes. Okay. Yes, lots of yeses, and some of you getting to that. I just love that they do that. I feel like it's so generous. And I just personally stock up on some of the things I use regularly, right? Like Yarrow Palm. That one will help you get there real fast, right? Yarrow Palm, Blue Tansy, Frankincense, of course, Rose Touch. Some of these oils that, it's like I'm using on a regular basis. I'm using frankincense every single day, every day, right? It goes on my skin. It's regular, it's a constant. I love it. So, anyway, yeah, so beautiful. Okay, so good things, but it's just, yeah, come back into, and it's like, okay, I'm gonna get intentional about what do I wanna feel more of. As I was saying, some of you, it's like you're wanting to create more personally, some of you are wanting to create more in your business, or some of you, it's a hybrid of both. December's a really great month to reach out and connect with people, right? But what I'm also going to invite you to be considering is, are you planning already for your January? Because January is a great month where the world has an ear tuned to let's get healthier. Would you agree? It's just in the ether and everyone's talking about it. New year, new you, healthier, healthier, healthier. I would start making plans. Are you going to run a challenge? Maybe that first, second, technically week of January. Are you going to host a webinar or a class? Are you going to do that online or in person? But start thinking about and making some preparation plans while you're still then having your hot cocoa and watching your Christmas movies, your rom-coms, and maybe cutting off your hair because of it. I mean, I've been thinking about the French Bob Lob for quite some time. That just helped tip me over the edge where I was like, let's do it. So, anyway. But it's like, okay, in the midst of those things, you can be enjoying and savoring and present while you're also working on some things. Yeah, I love it. Becky says I'm doing a 90-day reset challenge with her team. I love it. Beautiful, you guys. But start thinking about those plans. I just invite you, the point is to ask yourself some questions to tune in, right? To get attuned, aligned, which is what do I want more of? What do I want to create in this month? What do I want to experience? What nourishes me? What grounds me? What helps you feel more of the holiday spirit? And let me just speak this into truth, because more than one thing my own therapist has taught me is that more than that, two things can be true at the same time. That's really good wisdom. And I was like, yeah, because sometimes the truth of the matter is that we can feel gratitude and grief, for instance, at the same time. Some of you may have heard that in the gratitude series, right? You may have heard that where, especially I remember our last session with Erin King was talking about, all kinds of feelings can be up for folks and for you for at this time of year. There's sometimes the heartache of the loss of someone that used to be with us and is no longer, or the loss of a dream or some nostalgia or some loneliness, as well as then we're feeling gratitude and gratefulness and joy and playfulness wherever you're at, right? Because there's different seasons where there's some seasons you're more on one side and more on one of the other. But it's just being kind to yourself and intentional with yourself, treating yourself like a very dear close friend. And so start asking yourself, what are some of the things that nourish me or that light me up or that would bring me some more joy or would help me? Sometimes you've probably in the past, if we've been on sessions together or we've coached together in the past, you've heard me model a question. And the question is, what do you need, sweetheart? What do you need, sweetheart? Asking yourself that. I want you to write that for me in your notes. What do you need, sweetheart? And the sweetheart affectionate term is intentional. Rather than just saying, what do you need? What do you need, sweetheart? It's almost like, I was literally just before this session listening to a podcast of a group that I'm connected to. And the podcast is called To Be Magnetic. TBM as they go by, but To Be Magnetic. And their recent session just came out this week is talking about healing and working with your inner child. Because your inner child has everything to do with what you feel safe manifesting. It's really quite insightful and true and fascinating is that many times when we're looking at quote manifesting, is have you prepared your nervous system to feel safe? Are you feeling safe and are you feeling secure and more loved and like nourished by yourself? Because many times we're still waiting for mom or dad or mom or dad in symbolic nature. We're waiting for someone or something outside of us to love us, to nourish us, to validate us. And that's what we're modeling some of these questions. What do you need, sweetheart? I've got you. What would light you up? What would feel like joy? And it literally, it's like letting that inner child, letting that little one be loved on and nourished and to guide you, because it's already guiding you, even if you're not aware. But often without tuning in on the awareness, it's our old wounds that are leading the show, our fears. And we're moving, we're deciding, we're choosing more from fear or from risk, like I want to, be safer and secure, which sometimes then feels like a direct contradiction to growth, doesn't it? Because if we're wanting, like, your reptilian brain and your nervous system, if it's not feeling regulated and it's not feeling safe and loved, then it's going to be looking for, I need things and I need others to be a certain way and do a certain thing for me to feel safe inside. And it's like, how do we as grown-ups start doing more of that deeper work that says, I'm going to show up for you? I'm going to give me that love and that joy. Yeah, I know some of this might be deeper than what you were planning on this morning, but it's what's up. And that's part of my, sweet Ruth that's here in this group that just joined Thrive, part of her assignment yesterday. And this is, I'm not going to share the whole thing because we're here in this space, but the truth of that was allowing her and even her younger self, her little self, say, you go choose something for you that would light you up. Because part of how Ruth is going to get to her business goals and her sales goals, and how you're going to get to your business goals and your sales goals, is you have the capacity to hold it, the capacity to receive. And some of you struggle to receive a compliment or receive, allowing yourself to buy yourself a treat or a gift or something. I'm a big believer that at the holidays, everyone needs to buy themselves some form of little gift or big gift if you'd like, right? You can have that permission and or do something and realize it's not always about money, but there is this dynamic where it's like you're giving yourself that permission and you're choosing to show up for yourself so you feel more seen, valid, nurtured, nourished in you, from you to you, right? Hey, so it's like if you put a gift under the tree for yourself, to me, from me, there we go, right? And you do those kinds of things. I buy myself lots of little things throughout December that just help me celebrate the season, like, those kinds of things that just light you up. It might be a yummy, candle or lip balm or a phone case, or, I'm just thinking about some of the things I've bought, or comfy, a cute new pair of Pilates socks. You guys, I bought myself the cutest pair of Pilates socks that I wore to a session yesterday, and they're just cute and holiday looking. So there we go. But anyway, it's just coming back to some of these things because yes, it's both. It's yes and, right? It's yes, the inner work, and yes, the action taking, where we can't do all inner work and not pick up the phone, not invite, not text, not sample share, not host things, right? But on the flip side, if we're doing all the action, but we're not tending to that inner territory, that inner relationship, that mindset, that soul set, that spirit, that feeling of safety and sense of security, as well as joy and expansion. It's always going to be a hybrid of you need to take action on those goals. You need to contact more people. You need to reach out. We've got to be about proactive planting seeds with people. And so not or we do the work on ourselves. It's both. So it's both. Okay, good. I love Shelly says I needed this reminder. Yeah. So beautiful. Oh, you guys, thank you. Thank you for the love. Okay, I'm going to scroll back and see if there's any questions. I'd like to open it up that you have some time to ask some questions too. So if there's a question that you'd like support with, feel free to put it in the chat box. If you'd like to come on live and unmute yourself and even on video and come on camera, I'd love that. Just let us know that in the chat box. Okay, Karina, do you want to talk through this live? Are you in a position you can about your question? Would you, if you can, say yes in the chat box and Sharon will promote you up so we can put you on camera. And if not, we can just talk through it. But I'd love to see or hear your voice if you have the capacity to do that. But this is Karina's question. She says, I have a question. What do you do when you're having a terrible day and don't feel like working? How do you get through? Oh, can't we all relate to that? I'm not having a terrible day lately, but I don't want to work in December. Can I just say that? Can we just tell the truth? Where it's like, December, you want me to actually work? Like, what? But being self-employed, I don't work the last 2 weeks of the year at all. If I'm working on some creative things because creativity hits and I sit with the muse, sure. But I don't take anything past December 18th in terms of coaching sessions and Zooms or speaking engagements, things like that. That's part of the dues of being an entrepreneur and one of the perks and the benefits. All right, she says she'll come on. So, Sharon, if you want to promote Karina Westbrook up, that would be great. But I love this question because sometimes it's just out of joy, right? Like, sometimes have you ever seen that meme go around that's like you call in, quote, sick to work because it's like, listen, I'm feeling way too good and way too happy to come to work today. Like I've got to call in a too happy or a mental health day. So I feel that for you. But sometimes we are in the thick and we are in the struggle. So, okay, Karina, do you want to say hi and you want to share a little bit about the prompt of your question?
Yes. Hi, Tiff. It is good to see you, and I love your short hair. It's
Oh,
good
thank
to
you
see a new
so much.
look, even though I love your long. Well, I feel really nourished this month, and I feel really good. Like I've kind of been gifting myself, and but to go deeper into that question, I kind of get too many things going, I think. And I guess the bigger, maybe you have some advice. I have a business that I do with my husband. We sell beef. And then, but my love is in my foot zoning and aromatouch and essential oils. So it's just really hard to balance both of those things. And when I feel like I'm the only one really in all of it. Which the oils and the foot zoning, all that's mine. But the other business, I just feel like it's all me. And I just feel like I need help. So then I just kind of check out.
Have you expressed your need for support and help? Have you been able to ask for those things? And not much.
No. So. I don't know. I feel like I do need like a better system and more planning. So I think I'm the Thrive that you are promoting is helping with business, right? Getting more strategic planning in and scheduling and just ideas in that way.
Well, it's a hybrid because thriving in your life, and that's why I call it thrive, is I want to help people thrive as a combination between we do personal work, self-care, mindset, alignment work, as I like to call it. And then we do go deep also on branding and business and social media and sales to help. It's a yes and it's a hybrid space. So if that speaks to you, I'd love to have you join you there. But let's come back to this is and again, like sometimes it's the courage like to ask for help and to have the conversation maybe more than once. And when we have these kinds of conversations, especially in this case with a spouse, but for some of you listening, this might be more like someone that works for you, like a direct report. Can you feel all the sun that's coming in? It's like my son is like, "Hi guys. Hello. We've missed you, son. It's so nice to see you." But it's one of those things that it's the courage to have those conversations and to lead with vision. Because sometimes we have those conversations and we're leading with criticism. I know I've done that. And at times I get to relearn that. Like if I lead, for instance, in my own marriage with like, hey, this isn't really happening, or I feel this, or this is missing, that can come from criticism versus, hey, what would really help me thrive and what would help me in feeling really just lit up and close and connected, as well as productive, is if this and this and this could be happening, and this is the vision I want to create with you, and this is the kind of business, and so forth. It is tricky working together. I'm not always the biggest endorser of that. I'm not. Because it's like, wait, we're meant to be lovers and sweethearts, but yet we've got to like get all this business done together. It's not to say
Yeah.
it can't happen. Because you have like Natalie and Andy that model this, but they had to work at that, you guys. And they've talked about that openly, so I'm not revealing something, but it's like you have to work at that to have still, it's like we're sweethearts, but we're also running a business together with different strengths. And sometimes he's just gonna annoy you because you're like, what is your problem? Da da da. And you're gonna annoy him. And like that's part of life, period, to some extent with anyone we do long-term anything with. But I'd invite you to have that conversation again, but again from a place of vision and enrollment. Enrollment to me is a question that's going to sound like this is what would help me fulfill this or that, or what I'd love to create. And can you meet me there? And the question I'd ask is, and you know, can you support me with this? Or can we enroll support? Maybe it's hiring someone else as well. But part of that is you doing your work to be like, I get to be in ownership. I'm worthy and deserving of support. But I'm going to own my voice, not from the scared, pissed off, fried little girl that's exhausted and, hey, you're not taking care of me. I'm going to come into my feminine radiance and my strength, who knows, hey, this is what I want to create because you are a powerful creator. You've just forgotten it. All of you are a powerful creator, male or female. It's just more of that energy, this like, hey, I want to create. Creation energy is heavily feminine. But it's both. It's like how you need both to like, it's like the feminine is the visionary and the creation, and the masculine is the execution and the moving things forward. And you have to have both. And that's why they're both beautiful. It isn't one more than the other, but it's coming into ownership. Like, I'm a powerful creator.
I love that. It's perfect. You're right. I think that's answers my question so perfectly. I think I have been coming from, because I am burnout and I'm mad and I'm frustrated. So I come from a place of criticism and then it's nothing happens. So that's.
You know, it's such an interesting thing that I personally studied in my own, and then by study, not just my mind, but listening to my body with it too. And I'm sharing this as a student, not as someone who's mastered this, because in my own, you know, relationship and relationships, because it's not just in marriage, but it's this willingness to come back to and look at coming from vision versus coming from lack. And so it's the same thing if you're running a sales team. Let me try to motivate you from lack. Hey, your numbers are down. Hey, you're not doing enough. Hey, your rank just dropped. Hey, you this, hey, you that, hey, that. You're coming from lack. People don't get motivated to like go the extra mile from lack and from scarcity. You don't, I don't, no one does. But the more that it's like, hey, yeah, let's talk about this. And it's not that we ignore that, but you can do that from an energy of, okay, where things are at and where do you want to be? And what's one or two things we can work on together? How can I best support you? Like if you're coaching anyone on your team, how can I best support you to get what you want? Where do you want to go and your vision and your desires and your goals? Let's help you get that. Let me help you get to where you want to be. Here's also in partnership, like where I'm working towards and my dreams, my goals, how we support each other in that way. So that's the first part of your question is how do we have communication, but that we want to reset and have communication again from vision, from a radiance and an energy versus, hey, you just aren't cutting it. You're not doing enough, you know? And sometimes we're that way to ourselves, let alone we communicate that to other people. So we practice and we get more intentional about that. But then this, you know, the second thing is when I, you know, when you say like, what if you just don't want to and you're fried and tired, it's like on occasion then that is the thing where it's like, okay, well, we're not working today. I'm gonna get back in my PJs and we're gonna make this or do that or do these things. Again, it's tuning in regularly that question, what do you need, sweetheart? But often when I'm in that place of like, I just don't feel it, I'm really out of sorts. It's like, it's usually because I've been being pretty skimpy on my self-care. I'm not moving my body. I have to move my body, not just to be physically fit and that benefit, but I need it for my brain. I need to move my body. I also need to have some space and quietness. I'm more introverted. The older I get, the more introverted I become. And introverted doesn't mean hermiting. It just means I need alone time to recharge my batteries. So, like right now, I love being with you and this group, legit, and loved going out and doing these fun things. But then I also, it's like, oh, I need some downtime just for myself, and I have to protect that. So, the things that nourish you. So, if you ask yourself, like right now, just instinctively, not even from your head, but ask your just knowing, like, what does Karina need mo the most right now? What would fill you up the most? What are you craving the most right now?
For my husband to show up.
I know, but he's someone else, and
Oh,
that's,
I know.
we gotta let him off the hook.
I've been really good about nourishing myself, like, and just disconnecting from, you know what? I'm not gonna worry about it. I'm just gonna do what I can and focus on what I can do. And so I have been progressing and growing me and my things, but there's other things that are failing. And so, I haven't asked that question. I've kind of just like checked out on the whole thing. And I'm just like, if you don't want to help, then nobody's gonna do it. And so it's just kind of been, but then it's like this weight. I'm like, okay, like something needs to happen, you know? And so I think I think that I like what you said. I'm going to visualize because it's been helping me to visualize before I do something. And so I just need to sit with like the creation of how it's going to work, talking to him from a place of love and not criticism and yuck. Hey.
Yeah, and I think again that more than two things can be true again at the same time is I'm not, and I want you to have that conversation, and I want you to lean into that, and that your needs matter, right? Because I mean, for what, I'm mindful of my language and my words, but like, yeah, I want to be in a partnership that's growing. And that doesn't mean we're going to be the same person, but that we're working at this together, but ha doing your part, you can't control him, and neither can any of you control anyone else. But that's why we come back to like how I'm going to show up, yes, in that communication, but back to asking yourself, let's ask yourself again, what do you need, sweetheart? And when you say, I need my husband to show up in a certain way, what feeling would that give you?
I don't know. I
Is it that you'd feel seen? You'd feel valued?
Yeah, that would be 100%.
So then asking yourself, how can I more fully see and value myself?
The first thing that came to my mind was mirror work.
Okay.
I don't know.
Beautiful. So recommit perhaps to that practice. She's referring to a practice that we teach in a space of mind, but it's, eye to eye, certain things, language in the mirror. But I want to go back. I want 6 or 7 year old Karina. And I want something. What would light her up? What would bring her some joy? Because I know you're always willing to do the personal growth. Let me improve myself. Let me work on myself. I'll do the mirror work. Yeah, great. I love it. Thanks. What would light you up? What would bring you some joy?
Going to Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
You said that. I'm like, oh, I love going to Hobby Lobby. I haven't been there in
So,
years.
can you go today?
No, that's like 2.5 hours away.
Okay. Can you go tomorrow? Okay. So,
I gotta do something else.
something that would like, but it feels like a Hobby Lobby. It feels playful. It feels fun. Where it's like, I'm going to take you on a little mini date. We're going to go down to the bakery, get my, or I'm going to bake something. Or I'm gonna just like get in a hot soak in the middle of the day, load up a bath with all the goodies, and I am gonna get in there and read a book for just a book I'm reading that's for fun. Or I'm gonna watch a cute holiday show. I don't know what the thing is, but the point is, what I'm trying to help you move out of and into is more like that little girl gets nourished and there's joy. Because there's so much heaviness and seriousness, and there needs to be some, because we're adulting and like, hey, this is a business. It needs to get run. I need to have some of these conversations. But what you're also needing, perhaps before that big that conversation, is you get tended to by you. Because again, your initial response, well, I need my husband to be different and show up in a different way. I get that. But your job for your wellness is your responsibility. And we don't always love that. But some of that's our old childhood stuff, like mom or dad, they didn't show up or do enough for me. I understand you. I feel you. And it's give yourself that thing.
I really feel like I have been. Like I've been pretty on top of it. I
Okay,
just,
let me tell you this. Can we have a truth-telling moment?
yeah.
You wouldn't be this. Your energy doesn't tell me that.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm doing the things. You might be checking the box. Well, I read the thing or move my, but like energetically, there's a heaviness and a sadness. And like you said, your initial question is like, what do you do if you really just don't want to work, and sometimes I get that. We were playful about it because sometimes it's like, oh, but you said you're having a terrible day. So it's like, all I'm asking for you is, again, there's a nurturing that needs to happen here, and a what do you need, and I'm going to give it to you. And even if I'm going to forget the rest of my quote work day, and I'm going to take myself out for play, or I'm going to protect myself in bed. I'm going to do the things, because when you say, Tiff, I'm doing the things, you might be checking a box, but energetically, do you feel nourished? Do you feel vibrant?
Kind of. I'm okay, maybe not today. I don't know. I'm disconnected.
So, what would help you feel connected? And again, there isn't right or wrong answer. I'm not looking for some specific answer. What I'm looking for is an energy, because energy never lies. It's the ultimate truth, Saren. It's just like when we can come home and be like, "How are you, sweetheart? I'm fine." And we technically use the right words, but energetically, it's like, okay. And you're asking this question. And so, if indeed you're like, "No, I feel pretty aligned. I feel pretty good. Love it," then you are. I just don't think you'd be asking the question and some of the things, right? Like you're sharing. And clearly, there's some frustration going on in your marriage. And I totally understand, I have empathy for that. But all I'm trying to do is help take care of you, because we can't control the husband. Even if you show, the way you show up in that, we can control, oh, I'm going to be more intentional how I communicate with him and what language and what words and what energy. But if there's something that can help support you, like Jeff's saying, is there something that can lift or shift you? I just care that little sweet, like I feel that vibe for you. It's like, I just want you to feel snuggled and loved and like, oh, I feel good. I feel safe. I feel whatever the emotion is that you're not getting from him, I'm going to give it to myself.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's why I'm asking. And you said, oh, Hobby Lobby. But then you're like, no, I won't go and do that. You technically could choose to get in the car right now and go. It might mean blowing off some other appointments and things. So I'm not saying you have, that has to be the case. But it's choosing in for you to say, I'm going to do something or things that help lift me or nourish me.
Well, I've been on the fence about going to see my daughter. She's living in St. George right now, so I think that this helped me with that. Like I, and there's Hobby Lobby there, so I'm gonna go.
A twofer, a
I'm
daughter
gonna go.
and the Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, she's turning 22, and she's gonna be by herself for her birthday. And even though she's coming home for Christmas, I'm like, I just want to go spend the day with her. It's a 7-hour drive, but I'm gonna go. That would fill me. I'm going. So thank
Okay.
you for helping me decide that.
You're welcome. Have you had the opportunity yet to move your body today?
Yes, I did this morning. And I take a bath in the morning with Epsom salt and baking soda
Okay.
and a good body wash and I listened to some talks and it was just such a good morning. It's just that one thing that's weighing on me, and I really feel more clear about, like, you know what? I need to have that conversation with him from a place of non-criticism. Like, I'm gonna do it. That's gonna help, I think. I hope.
Well, and it may or may not, but we were willing to be vulnerable and take the risk. And I'm proud of you. Like, oh, I've done the bath, I've done the movement. Yeah, see, you're doing a lot of those things. It's just helping give yourself that. And sometimes there is just a heaviness in a relationship, and we do need to have that. There's conversations or there's healing to take place. Again, coming from that place of like, you know what would light me up? You know what would help? I would love, can I just share with you a few things that I think would just light me up, as well as I think help our own marriage just be better, more beautiful, more connected, sexier, more fun, playful? Gosh, if this was happening, or this experience, or this support, or this conversation, or we could figure out a way together to have this, that, or the other happening, man, gosh, that would just light me up.
Yeah, I like that wording.
Yeah.
You're good at words.
Well, thank you. And I think it's just the awareness of, again, what energy is running and leading the show. And it does take courage, doesn't it? Because sometimes in a long-term relationship, and that might be with a parent, that might be with a sibling, that might be with a spouse, that might be with a brother or a coworker. Sometimes when we've known someone for a while, we all, and this is what I want all of you to tune into, because Karina is the one sharing, but this applies to every one of you universally, is sometimes we can get in a loop where we decide about someone, well, that's just how they are. They're not ever going to change. This is how it is. And then we quit. We shut down and shut down and shut down and build a wall and build a wall and build a wall. And that's just who they are. And I'm not going to have that conversation because it won't go anywhere. And it's this and it's that, because we're trying to, at some level, protect ourselves. So it does require us to be more vulnerable, but I think it's worth it. It's worth the risk. It's worth the risk of, again, saying, this is what would light me up. This is what brings me joy, because whether they respond or not, what's also happening on the inside is we're speaking up for ourselves. That feels like safety reinforced. That feels really good. Isn't how they respond and they fill in the blank with the relationship any one of you are thinking about or feeling. It's more of like, I am willing to ask and to share from a place, and again, led by vision and desire. It's good work. I'm not saying it's easy work, but it's courageous, and it's where the real life stuff and the thing I'm the most like aware of for me and sharing with others is to have more aliveness in our living. And you're more alive, even when we feel vulnerable and we're like, ooh, that feels a little vulnerable. Because there's part of you that's like, well, this is just how it's pointless. Like, we've had the conversation. He's not going to do it. And I understand you. And the truth is that you might even share from this energy and vision and radiance, and he still may not, at least initially, respond. But it's like you're willing to speak up for you. Does that make sense?
One hundred
And I
percent.
can speak up for me with like a lot of attitude. Hey, listen, bud. Oof. Okay, I can. And I've done. Or I can speak from a place that's like, you know what? And there's an energy and a softness. But soft doesn't mean weak. Soft just means I'm soft about this, but I'm so clear about this. Honey, women are so powerful. I mean, we've got some men here, so we're gonna be mindful of like how much sisterhood secrets we reveal, right? But it's like, oh man, it's just tuning back into that. Maybe there's some of that then also, resentment you're feeling about him, because you're like, I have to be in my masculine a lot. I got to run the show. I got to lead this. I got to make it happen. I feel you. It's a lot. But the opportunity is I get to practice some of this, because some of this stuff that's up for you in this relationship with him is really old stuff. Some of it is about him, and some of it's about wounds and needs that didn't get met when I was younger, and whether that's feeling seen or heard or warmth or support or taken seriously, like whatever some of these things that are carrying over. But that's why for all of us, it's like, yes, relationships, this is the beautiful and so messy, isn't it? It's like relationships, ooh, juicy. They got the most zing, the most pain. They also have the most joy and the most opportunity for learning and growth. And Ruth sharing it looks like a great support for you as well, communication-wise.
Thank you, Tiff,
You're
for bringing
welcome. So good to see you.
me, Tiff.
That's so valuable, friends. Like, again, I appreciate her courage to speak up and to share because even if that's not up for you right now, at some point in relationships, that will be up for you or has been up for you in the past because that's universal. And part of it's about the relationship with someone else and how we communicate. Again, the way that we're leading and mentoring and friendship and in partnership and marriage, all of it. But some of it's also looking at, like, how do I show up for myself in a more intentional way? How do I give myself that love or that nourishment versus, like, oh man, I need someone else to change and then I can be happy. And it's yes and it's both, is the relationship does need to have some conversation and does need to do clearly some progress in this area with them or with you, with whatever relationship. And the relationship with yourself is also like, I've got you. Like, that's something I literally will say to myself many times in a week is, I've got you. I've got you. I choose you. I have you. Because the part of me that's still, you know, my little self that at times it's like this little self in this grown woman body, like showing up and da da da. And sometimes people will say or do things that many times they're not even aware, but it's like, ooh, I didn't feel seen or I felt rejected or I didn't feel valued, you know? And it's like, oh, I'm going to give that and choose that for myself. It's yes and show up for me and show up more intentionally in relationships. Yeah, it's powerful stuff. Friends, thanks so much for letting me hang out with the cool kids this morning, right? And be back with the Share Success community. It's been such a joy. My hope is that our time together in this last hour has brought some different things to you or in some nourishment to you or even questions or things to think about. If I can serve or support you additionally, feel free to reach out. In the meantime, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Get intentional about your December, what you're creating, right? How you're showing up for yourself and others. I have such love for this community and all the good that you're doing and all the good that you're blessing so many people's lives with. Yeah. Continue to share, would you? Would you continue to be a light, a lighthouse? That you help other people be the healthiest, happiest versions of themselves. I wish you the beautiful, beautiful, happy holiday season and the beginning of a new year as it's on, we're on the cusp of that here in a few short weeks. All right, friends, I look forward to staying connected on social or other plays or in the Thrive community. Have a beautiful rest of your day and we'll be in touch. Thanks, friends.